Soren recognized the number right away, even though he hadn't called it in over 6 months. He stopped in his tracks, and another runner on the path had to swerve around him. His pulse was at 182, and his breathing so labored that he had to let the telephone ring several times before he took the call. But he didn't, for a second, consider not answering.
"Yes," he said.
"It's Nina. I don't know if you remember me. I was the one who..."
"Yes, I know who you are."
He saw her with crystal clarity in his mind's eye. The first time he had met her, he had been sick as a dog with radiation poisoning, frightened and furious. The hospital's patient uniform didn't fit her any better than it did anyone else. She was stick thin and smelled faintly of vomit, and her short dark hair covered her scalp like a mat of shaggy and untended fur. Only her eyes had revealed that there was still life in the ruins. The intensity burned through clearly in spite of the fact that the rest of her had to be categorized as more dead than alive. She had been difficult, uncooperative, and suspicious, and he had to threaten her with prison, a moment during the interrogation that he wasn't very proud of. She probably had no idea that he had later done his best to shield her, her and her pretty illegitimate network. In his eyes, people like Nina were perhaps a bit too trusting towards some of the illegal immigrants and other borderline cases they supported with medical aid, shelter, and other emergency essentials. But damn it, people should not be prosecuted for basically doing a good deed. Another runner.